Yevamos Perek Hey Mishnah Beis. Ketzad. So two cases we had in the previous Mishnah, where we said that there's a get acher get and a mimer acher mimer, according to Chacham. How does this work out? What are the cases? Also mamer bivimto v'nosan lo get. If a person does a mimer to the Shomeres Yavam, so let's say he's Mekadesher with Kesef instead of doing Yibum, v'nosan lo get, and then he gives her a get, tzricha himen chalitza. He still needs to do chalitza. Because even though he did a get, that even though the get takes care of the kiddushin that he did by the mimer, still, he still needs to do chalitza because there's still a zikas yibum. Because the get doesn't totally take care of the zika of yibum, at least midrabanan. Also, mimer v'chalitza, if he does a mimer. So it says mekadesher with kesef, v'chalitza, and he does chalitza afterwards. Tzricha imenu get, he still has to do a get for the mimer because he was mekadesher, but he doesn't obviously have to do chalitza anymore because he did it already. Because the chalitza took away the zikas yibum, but it did not take away the kedusha mimer. That's why he needed a get. Also, mimer ubal, harei zo kemitzvasa. But if he does a mimer, he says harei at mikudeshasli, and he gives her kesef, or star, ubal, and then he does bia, harei zo kemitzvasa. This is the way it should be done. This is the mitzvah. This is the proper way to do it, to first do a mimer, and then to complete it with a bia l'shem yibum. That even though minator, like we said, yibum is only done through bia, the chomer misakin l'chatchila, before he does the bia, he should do a mimer, because a person shouldn't stam bibol her without being mekadesher.